All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. To play or not to play, that is the question. And the reason why I bring this up is because there is some controversy now, being that LSU Tigers junior running back Leonard Fournette, Stanford Cardinal junior running back Christian McCaffrey, and Baylor Bears junior linebacker Shaq Linwood have all decided to skip their respective bowl games in preparation for the 2017 National Football League draft. Now, in the cases of both Fournette and McCaffrey, they are looking at the possibility of being first-round picks, and not only being first-round picks, more than likely going in the top 15. And there are some people out there. There are some college football purists. There are some football purists that don't like the fact that these gentlemen have decided to skip their respective bowl games in preparation for the draft. And you look at it like this. The running back position, first and foremost, takes a ton of wear and tear. And it's not guaranteed that these guys are going to have very long careers. Don't get me wrong. It's not guaranteed at any position in the NFL, but you look at the wear and tear that running backs take, and they are always one knee injury away from having it all taken away from them. And you look at the overall system, and there's a problem. You look at the NCAA, the schools and coaches are making money hand over fist off of the sweat, blood, and tears from these young men. You look at some of these games where the schools are bringing in millions of dollars, and I guarantee you they are not sharing that money with these students. You can upgrade the facilities all you want, but that does not equate to what these young men do on Saturday afternoons throughout the nation. You look in the case of Christian McCaffrey, he had a season for the ages in 2015, and it just took the phenomenal campaign that Derrick Henry, another running back, had at the University of Alabama to prevent McCaffrey from winning the Heisman Trophy last year. He helped Stanford get to the Rose Bowl, and then, of course, he was a Rose Bowl MVP last January. And I guarantee you, for all of the money that Stanford raked in for making the Rose Bowl, I don't think that they were sharing any of that from Mr. McCaffrey. And we saw his exploits on display that day as far as what he can do. Leonard Fournette, he came in as a highly touted recruit to LSU. He put in phenomenal work. This was an injury-plagued year. He did have an ankle injury, and guess what? He wants to make sure that he is fresh, and you can't blame him. McCaffrey dealt with injuries this year. Linwood wants to get himself prepared, and you cannot blame these gentlemen. As a pro athlete, you have a very short life shelf in your career, plain and simple. Make no mistake about it, and you owe it to yourself to be prepared. But you look at the overall system as far as the NCAA and the NFL. Players have to be out of school for 3 years before they can become eligible to enter the NFL draft. And with that said, if these guys come in nowadays and play as true freshmen and put up phenomenal numbers in their sophomore years, by the time their junior years are rolling around, they have targets on their back, as everybody wants to be the guy to shut them down and knock them out at whatever cost. Don't get me wrong. That's why you have to understand that when you take the field, there is a risk of injury, and you have to understand that people are going to be gunning for you. But at the same time, you have to protect your brand. I totally understand where these guys are coming from. I totally respect where these guys are coming from. But at the same time, make no mistake about it, if these guys wanted to play in their bowl game, if they wanted to come back for their senior seasons, I would have no problem with that either, because the bottom line is you have to do what your heart tells you to do. You can't go out there and second guess yourself. You can't go out there and worry about getting injured, because when you worry about getting injured, that's when you do get injured. So these guys don't want to be out there, and it doesn't make sense to put somebody on the field that simply does not want to be there. Now, I know there, like I said before, there are going to be some people that say, you know what, they need to play, they owe it to the school. No, they don't owe it to anybody. Plain and simple. They owe it to themselves. And like Leonard Fournette, he's gone to show social media this week and showed a picture of his daughter and basically said, this is the only person I owe this to. And he's making the best decision for himself and his family. When these coaches decide to leave and take a job at another school, I guarantee you they're doing it in the best interest of their family. They're not doing it in the best interest of the players that they are currently with because they are seeking a bigger payday. These young men have the opportunity to get paid for their skills, and they should. Make no mistake about it. So for all of the people that are up in arms and their dandruff all rolled up and fluffed up, you name it, whatever it is, get over it, because this is the business side of it. And today's professional athletes, today's athletes as a whole, are more business conscious than ever because they know what is at stake. There's a lot of money on the table, and they simply have to protect their brand. Now, of course, we saw what happened with linebacker Jalen Smith last year in the Fiesta Bowl, where he suffered that horrific knee injury, and he went from being a early first round pick to being picked in the second round by the Dallas Cowboys, and he has yet to take the field this season. Now, he did go on social media this week and express that he would do it all over again. That is his opinion, and he's more than entitled and more than entitled to it. We go back to the 2003 Fiesta Bowl, where Willis McGahee suffered that horrific knee injury, and he was still able to come out and be a first-round pick in 2003 for the Buffalo Bills, but he didn't play that year due to the knee injury that he suffered in the Fiesta Bowl as he tore up his ACL, MCL, and PCL. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but like I said before, if guys don't want to be out there and guys want to protect themselves, more power to them. And if anybody doesn't like it, plain and simple, get a grip. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from week number 16 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.